Pope St. Paul VI, Flos Florum. The 19th of June 1963 to the 6th of August 1978. Palmarian calendar, great mystic, stigmatic. Great martyr of the Vatican. Exalted protector of the Holy Palmarian See. Born in Concesio, Brescia, Italy. Pontificate, from the 19th of June 1963 to the 6th of August 1978. This glorious Pope, in the world John Baptist Montini, was born on the 26th of September 1897. He was ordained priest in 1920. In 1924 he was appointed to the Vatican Secretariat, and in the year 1937 went on to become substitute of the Secretariat of State held by Eugene Pacelli. After having exercised different offices for 30 years in the Vatican, he was consecrated bishop in 1954, and appointed to the Diocese of Milan. In 1958 he was named cardinal. Pope St. Paul VI's life was exemplary and virtuous. He lived a life of prayer and penance and, of course, constant sacrifice, his pontificate being a dolorous ascent to Calvary. For the greater part of his pontificate, this glorious Pope was drugged by villainous members of the Roman Curia with the object of weakening his will and having him at their mercy. Many are the heavenly messages of Palma, and of other places of apparitions, more than 100 from Palma, which speak of the situation of Pope St. Paul VI, during his pontificate. They are of the greatest importance and essential to be able to understand his papacy. Our Lord Jesus Christ thus deigned to assist his Church during those terrible years, clarifying the situation of the persecuted Pope, essential for the faithful to be able to find their bearings in the face of the growing apostasy of the Roman Church, impossible to understand without this guidance from heaven. At the same time, the principal seer of Palma, Clemente Dominguez y Gomez, today Pope St. Gregorio XVII, was often sent out to take the messages to bishops and priests, and give talks in different nations and continents, in order that the truth reach the whole Church. 17th of May 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco, in El Palma de Troya. Pentecost Sunday. Apparition and message to Clemente Dominguez. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My children, I promised on the day of my ascension, that I would send you the Consoler. I sent him to you to strengthen you in the faith, and to fill you with charity and love towards all your brethren, so that you may never lose hope. I am life. I say to you, my children, that whoever is truly repentant for his sins, will receive the breath of the Holy Ghost, who will give you great faith and understanding to comprehend this grand and majestic apparition of the last times. I go about calling you, and few attend to my calls. Some take very tardy steps and others run with great haste. The middle course is the one to take, and the middle course is in me. From today on you will have greater love for my most holy mother, the Virgin Mary. You will promptly obey my vicar Paul VI, infallible rock, the Pope who is being crucified by his own children. This further increases his pain, for he sees that the sheep go astray, that his voice does not find the echo it should, while others maliciously combat it, and still others have the effrontery to deny his pontificate. But I, who assist my Church until the consummation of time, will not allow my elect to be deceived. I say to you, do not listen to any word against Pope Paul VI, elected by the Holy Ghost. He will rejoice for all eternity, since he will enjoy the contemplation of my glorious and divine face, mirror of my august divinity. Pray much for him, he is suffering as you cannot imagine, but he is firmly decided to give his life for me, he is faithful to me and a true devotee of my most holy mother, accordingly, she covers him with her holy mantle. Now I bless you. The Eternal Father. My children, all the words you have heard are from my divine Son Jesus, in whom I have placed my delight. He is your shepherd and he speaks to the shepherd on earth, at present Paul VI. Your beloved Pope speaks in the name of Jesus. Obey him and you obey Jesus Christ your Savior. Stay with him always, He is the immovable rock on which Christ has bestowed his power. Follow him and you will be saved, and do not listen to words which contradict the spirit of your supreme shepherd Paul VI. If anybody denies this pontificate, it would be better for him not to have been born. I refer, of course, to the children of the Catholic Church, children from whom such words are not to be expected, since they offend the Holy Ghost, sin which cannot be effaced, whose sentence is eternal damnation. I bless you. In his pontifical documents, Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great says, "Regarding our revered predecessor Pope Saint Paul VI, we shall say that his pontificate was an authentic way of bitter sorrow that led him along the way up towards Golgotha. This holy pope lived out his pontificate laden with a heavy cross. To the progressivists he was a retrograde, to the extreme traditionalists he appeared a heretic, at other times an antipope and even an antichrist. This pope felt practically alone, and if other popes used the epithet of prisoner, no doubt this pope was prisoner par excellence. Some previous popes had lived as prisoners in their residences within the Vatican. We can say that the jailers and executioners of previous popes generally lived outside the Vatican walls. Pope Saint Paul VI lived inside the Vatican surrounded by enemies who acted as jailers and executioners. This holy pope spent his pontificate subjected to heavy doses of drugs administered by his executioners, who were cardinals, bishops, priests, and so forth. Notorious among these executioners were Cardinal Jean Villet, Cardinal John Binelli, Cardinal Sebastian Boggio and Cardinal Poletti. Conspicuous too among others was Casaroli, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the great traitor who opened the doors to satanic dialogue with Marxists. Pope Paul VI was not to blame for the heresies introduced, as he lived under coercion and subjected to drugs. Furthermore, the signature of the Supreme Pontiff was forged. Likewise, falsified documents were published. Freemasons and other heretics infiltrated into the Roman Curia had the audacity to destroy the authentic Mass, changing and replacing it by the heretical Mass of the great Freemason and traitor Bugnini. We anathematize the so-called Novus Ordo Missae, namely the Mass concocted and imposed in November of MacMulloch 6. A Mass which has been elaborated and fabricated by heretics cannot possibly be inspired by God. We proclaim before the unappealable judgment of God and the judgment of history that this new Mass is not the work of our revered predecessor Pope Paul VI. We openly proclaim that we know our predecessor was terribly coerced and subjected to drugs. Therefore, his papal signature was obtained by force, the upright will of the sovereign pontiff being disabled. We know that Paul VI was a victim of Vatican Freemasonry, which subjected him to frequent brainwashing by way of drugs, causing the irreproachable hand of the Pope to sign improperly, though in the majority of cases they forged his signature. Pope Saint Paul VI died poisoned by means of an overdose of drugs administered to him by the perverse Cardinal Jean Villet, 33rd degree Freemason, who is in the eternal fire of hell. Pope Saint Paul VI was canonized by Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great on the 24th of October 1978. We have as well the testimony of some of the faithful which corroborates the above. A doctor specialist in drug addiction, in an audience in the year 1970, saw that Saint Paul VI was drugged. A lady faithful that same year, in a visit to the Basilica of Saint Peter, went briefly out through a door to the outside, and through a window saw two clerics dragging Saint Paul VI across a hall. Another faithful, in an audience, saw that Saint Paul VI, having finished his prepared discourse, wanted to go up to the microphone again to say something more. Nonetheless, Cardinal Villet intervened and adroitly prevented him, etc.